I thank you for giving me the opportunity at this particular time. I'm now in Brussels. I arrived here on Sunday and leading a campaign on behalf of the civil society group in South Sudan, urging the Europeans to support civic education, because as of today, the 8th of September 2010, we are left with only 123 days for the referendum in South Sudan. Less than 3,000 hours left. This is a very critical time. I spoke to the European here that promise of fund alone, without implementing it, it will deceive the people of South Sudan, it will even defeat the purpose. In the same way, United States of America announced to the whole world they have pledged $60 million for referendum activities. I am speaking on behalf of Coalition of South Sudan Civil Society Organization. We have not seen a dime. I repeat, we had not seen a dime of that $60 million. The question which we are asking is, does the United States of American government is aware about time running out? If they are aware, where is this money they say they've pledged? We know there are two American NGOs, the NDI and IRI. They have been in South Sudan for some years now. These two organizations have done some work on political parties in South Sudan. But if America wants to give this money for South Sudan, they should not compel the people of South Sudan to receive this money through NDI and IRI. Because as we speak now, there are a call for South Sudanese in diaspora to go for a meeting in Juba. Over 200 are invited across from the world. The question is, why should American taxpayer money spend on collecting some few individuals, take them to Juba for 4-day workshop, which is not going to help the diaspora? We as Coalition of South Sudanese Civic Society Organization are urging the NDI and IRI, if they are spending this money on behalf of people of South Sudan, and then they must use it in the right place. We are saying that if there is civic education required for diaspora, it is not necessary to select only few people, take them to Juba. Instead, let there be a delegation from Juba to tour North America, another delegation to go to Canada separately, another delegation to go to Europe, another delegation to go to Australia. There, they will spend less money, and they will have maximum impact because they will talk to the bigger population. But getting selected few 200 people, fly them from all corner of the world to Juba, accommodate them, feed them for 4 days, it is totally misuse of taxpayer money in our view. We are saying that...
Ambassador Duku, why wouldn't you put pressure on the South Sudanese government to ask the U.S. government to fulfill its pledge, since time is running out?
You see, we as civil society, we already have raised this issue. We had a workshop last week in Juba. In the workshop, which was opened by none other than the Vice President of Government of South Sudan, Dr. Riek Machar, when we formed this coalition of South Sudanese civil society organization, we made it known to Riek that the pledge made by international community, including United States, remained just figures with no fund coming and the time running out. We only know until this date, the only Western power which has committed itself and in their pledge is the government of Japan. The Japanese government get $8.1 million to UNDP, and this money have arrived with UNDP now. The rest of this so-called pledge remain just empty promise, and the clock is ticking. The question which we are asking South Sudan now is whether this money was intended to help the referendum, or is just figure being flushed out to deceive our people. We feel that the United States of America has a politically and moral obligation to take lead in this process because he is the guarantor of the CPA. Now, National Congress Party has been blocking the process of referendum through the delaying tactic they have been applying in the formation of secretariat. On the other side, lack of the resources and pledge made not fulfilled, it also falls in the category of delaying tactics. So if there is anything which is uniting the international community and the National Congress Party, both international community and National Congress Party are using the delaying tactic to delay the referendum. Whether they know it or they don't know it, as far as we are concerned, we feel that the international community are playing double standard game with the National Congress Party. Because National Congress Party blocking the referendum process through secretariat formation, the international community blocking the referendum process by not releasing the fund for civic education. So we are appealing to them that if they meant what they are telling the whole world, that they want the referendum to take place at a specific time, that is 9 January 2011, and then they have to translate that in action by releasing the fund now. I also want to say this, that the deadline of 9 January 2011 is written with the blood of 2.5 million South Sudanese who perished during the 22 years civil war. This blood of South Sudanese were used to write the deadline of 9 January 2011. We as people of South Sudan will not accept postponement of referendum or delay of referendum because the National Congress Party deliberately stonewalling this process and international community are standby on the fence watching this. We also want to say this. If the referendum did not take place because of this obstruction, when it will reach 10 January 2011, the Parliament of South Sudan will have what we call popular consultation. Popular consultation is not unilateral declaration of independence. Because some people say that if South Sudan Parliament meet and decide independent, it will mean unilateral declaration of independence. We disagree strongly on that because unilateral declaration of independence can only be done by the executive of the government of South Sudan. But the popular consultation will be done by the elected parliament. Under the CPA, popular consultation has been accepted for Nuba Mountain and Southern Blue Nile. In the same way, since we, a people of South Sudan, have been denied opportunity of direct vote through referendum, through the delay tactic of the National Congress Party, and indirectly approve the international community by blocking the fund required for civic education, we then have no choice but to work toward popular consultation. And the outcome of that decision should be respected by international community as they will respect the outcome of the popular vote in the referendum.
It seems that you are worried that the lack of funds will undermine efforts with preparations ahead of the referendum. It seems that the guarantors, the United States, has been working with both the NCP and the SPLM to ensure that the date of the referendum is strictly adhered to. So your apprehensions, some people are saying, are quite misplaced when it comes to the U.S.
Not at all. You see, the thing is that I say we are left with the 123 days as of today, the 8th of September 2010. Now, as we speak now, today, the 8th of September 2010, there's no civic education. There's no registration. There's no international monitors. There is no fund. There's no political will by IGAD, by African Union, by UN. Why is this happening? The international community is behaving as if there is no danger in front of us. Let me say this to you, that we as South Sudan Civil Society Organization are not very happy because we know the consequence of not having a referendum on time. Because not having a referendum on time has implication of dragging the region back to war. And why does the international community, led by United States of America, sit back on the fence, allow this situation to deteriorate? That's why we as South Sudanese Civil Society Organization are calling on the government of Kenya, as the chair of IGAD Subcommittee on Sudan, to call for extraordinary summit of IGAD immediately, so that the issues remaining, which is stonewalling the process of the referendum, are put on table. That the chairman of the South Sudan Referendum Commission need to come to this meeting and tell the whole world what are the obstacles obstructing smooth referendum process. Two, we need also the chairman of the South Sudanese Referendum Bureau based in Juba to be in this meeting. We need the two representatives of SPLM and National Congress in this meeting. We win IGAD's Partners Forum, including United States of America, United Kingdom, Norway, Italy, European Union, and others, including UN, to be in this meeting, so that we budget the 4 months remaining. How are we going to use this 4 months so that each and everyone account for the time remaining in order to avoid the war? Because we are screaming, because we are the civil society who are going to bear the brunt of the situation. This situation go back to war. We want to create this alarm so that the leadership, political leadership in Washington, political leadership in Europe, where I'm speaking now, get this message across. And this is exactly what I have stated to those who I have met since I came to Europe last Sunday. I want to say this because we are not ready to go back to war at South Sudan. We want peace. We want stability. The decision of people of South Sudan is going to be independent. There's no doubt about it, because National Congress Party has not done anything to make the unity attractive for people of South Sudan. What the international community led by the United States need to do at this particular time is to prepare the two countries for independence by January 2011. It is an illusion that the people of South Sudan will vote for unity. The National Congress Party know it. United States of America know it. Europeans know it. African Union know it, that the outcome of the referendum is going to be independent. Then why don't we tackle the issues? Why are people pretending as if unity is possible in South Sudan? The unity between the North and South has been murdered by none other than National Congress Party. And the unity is dead. So why let people not waste time about the unity? The referendum only will affirm the will of people of South Sudan for independence.
I spoke to the chairman of National Referendum Commission, and he says that international poll observers have been invited to monitor the January 9th, 2011 referendum. Isn't that enough to ensure that, among other things, the process is credible?
I am in Brussels as I speak now. The people I met here with the European side and even from the Belgian government, none of them has confirmed to me they have received invitation. I was in Netherlands on Monday. The people I met in Netherlands also, they confirmed to me they have not received the invitation. So this invitation, Professor Ibrahim Khalil is talking about it. Maybe it is the invitation in his mind. It has not formalized it. Because if he did, it would have been confirmed to me in my meeting here in Brussels that the invitation had been sent. So this invitation probably remained in his thinking, and he is not sent to anybody. So if that's what he told you, maybe you go back to him, tell him that you just spoke to me as a Sudanese civil society activist in Europe, that in my meetings here, none of these countries have received invitation. So why is he telling you that invitation has been sent? When did he send the invitation? And to who did he get the invitation? So to the best of my knowledge, I can confirm to you from the people I met here in Brussels, no invitation has come through as of yesterday and this morning.